From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. ambassador to Pakistan says the United States is complying with a Pakistani demand to vacate an airbase used for military drone aircraft. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the demand was retaliation for the NATO airstrikes that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last month.
U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter said American forces were doing everything possible to vacate the Shamsi airbase in time to meet a Pakistani deadline of December 11th. The base in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province was reportedly used primarily to repair and maintain drones that flew along the Afghan border. Pakistani analysts say the loss of the base is unlikely to harm U.S. drone operations. Pakistani media quoted a witness near the base as saying that two large military aircraft landed there yesterday, apparently to pick up equipment. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Islamabad.
Pakistan is boycotting a conference on the future of Afghanistan in Germany. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells the conference that Afghanistan may count on U.S. support after U.S. troops withdraw in 2014.
The United States is prepared to stand with the Afghan people for the long haul to support this transition to sustainable stability and growth.
But Clinton says the Afghans must commit to the rule of law and the end of corruption. The European Union is calling on all major economies to agree to a new plan to cut carbon emissions. As NPR's Vicky Valentine reports from the International Climate Conference in South Africa, the EU declaration is a challenge to the United States and China to come up with an ambitious plan now. The conference begins its second and final week today.
The talks in South Africa started up Monday morning with a fiery appeal from EU Climate Commissioner Connie Hedegaard.
Europe firmly believes that the world has had enough time to think. We do not need more thinking. We need more action.
Right now, Europe, Japan, and several other major economies are legally required to reduce carbon emissions under the Kyoto Climate Treaty. But part of that treaty expires next year. The United States has said it's opposed to a new framework unless China, as the world's largest emitter, is also required to control its greenhouse gases. Vicky Valentine, NPR News, Durban, South Africa.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel meet today to consider solutions to the debt problems of several countries, problems that could drag down the entire European economy and affect the U.S. as well. Merkel favors creating a central authority that could have the power to override budget decisions of individual countries. But so far, Sarkozy has flatly rejected any plan of that type. Many analysts consider Italy, with Europe's third largest economy, as perilously close to default. This is NPR News. The ousted president of Ivory Coast is scheduled to appear before the International Criminal Court today. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports he's facing four charges of crimes against humanity for the deadly aftermath of last year's disputed presidential vote.
With half the results in from last week's vote, President Joseph Kabila remains in the lead. But an apparently united Congolese opposition disputes the vote tally, alleging fraud in favor of Kabila. The influential Catholic Church is urging the election authorities to respect the true reflection of the voters' ballots. That means we must publish the results of what people voted and not something else, warns the Archbishop of Kinshasa, Laurent Monsengwo. This follows a disorderly counting process which has raised the spectre of rigging and could trigger unrest in Congo. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
And that's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reporting on Congo. If it seems to you that gasoline prices are significantly lower than they have been, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says you're right. She says there's been another decline over the past 2 weeks, between 8 and 9 cents per gallon for all grades. She says the market is putting a squeeze on filling station operators.
Refiners and retailers got hurt badly by the higher oil prices on the one hand and declining demand on the other. Demand is declining because we are underemployed.
Crude oil futures are rising now, indicating some possible upward price pressure in coming months. Traders are bidding up oil as tensions grow between Iran and Western countries, and there are signs of a slowly improving U.S. economy. Protesters with the Occupy movement are heading for Washington, D.C. today from around the U.S. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.